It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
Yo, police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to...
Yo, police!
Asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
Yeah, I like to shoot my 22. Somehow it seems to always trigger you. I pray to God you think that's odd, 'cause you say he don't exist, so why are you so pissed? I'm offended, you're offended, let's all get offended tonight. I'll order us a beer, we can sit down right here and scream and yell and cuss and fuss and fight.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It is Thursday, July 8th, 2026, and of course in the studio, who would it be other than District 5 Mojave County Supervisor Ron Gould?
Hey Paul,
how's it going?
Pretty good.
We got a big announcement to make, you and me.
On
me and you, election night.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be a pundit.
Pundit.
Yeah, a pundit, right? Is that what they call them?
Yeah, on that show I will be.
You're going to be a talking head.
Yeah.
Wait, what? You're doing more than one show?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I'm here today. Not really. I'm here in my official capacity, I believe.
So, folks, here's the announcement. And if you want to get on the sponsor list, well, there's a couple spots left. It's pretty limited. Ron Gould and I are doing the election night return starting at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, July 21st. Going to be interesting.
What time are we going to start that?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Yeah, 8 o'clock. So... we've done it at 7 before, and you know how that goes.
Polls close at
7.
7?
Yeah.
Okay. So they should have some results somewhere between 8 and 9, I would think.
We always say that, and it's usually at like 8:59, right?
Sometimes they'll dump them fast. It just depends.
Well, one thing we do know from past shows is that those early returns are early ballots.
Right. Those are the ones that have been counted beforehand.
Right. And it's usually... I don't know, they come out with, you know, 66% counted, and you're like, wow, that many. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, the early voting's pretty heavy in Mojave County.
Yeah, not a fan.
Between mail early and mail. More mail than early poll voting. Lydia Henry should be start giving us the weekly totals. And it varies between, Havasu's usually heavier than Bullhead and Kingman.
You almost did it like me, right?
Oh, called her by her maiden name?
Durst, yeah. There you go. That's the Mojave Mortgage Duck. He's our new mascot.
Oh, okay.
It's more like a squeaky toy, you know? The duck is the one...
It's like a stress toy?
I think so, but the better duck is the one Marissa had. It's a little electronic duck, and it goes, you know, like, wah. And I used to, sometimes I would use it during the weather, and you'd hear these little quacks in the background.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty funny.
I hear quacks all hours of the night and day.
Wait, what?
I have a bunch of ducks.
Oh!
Not only do I have a bunch of chickens, I have a bunch of ducks. Because I used to run the duck rescue program.
Really?
Yeah, before the legislature preempted the cities on the keeping of waterfowl and chickens in your yard. I think they still have a ban on waterfowl. People would go to Tractor Supply. they would buy chickens or ducks, you know, in the springtime, and then they'd get busted by code enforcement. So I would put a card down on Tractor Supply's bulletin board that said, call chicken and duck rescue, call Janice, and put her phone number on there.
But, on the one here?
Yeah.
Tractor Supply
yeah.
Davison?
Yeah, because they would get busted by code enforcement.
Oh, that's funny.
Or they just decided, hey, these are a hassle, and they're not going to lay eggs until for 6 months. So I would go pick them up from the people, and half the time I would get their feeder, their waterer, and half a bag of feed out of the deal, too. But I have ducks. I've never bought a duck in my life, but I think I got about 25 ducks.
Marissa, you got to get your duck back. So get your duck back in a row. You know, I wrote down July 8th, but it is Thursday, July 9th, 2026. So there you have it.
Oh, today?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because I wrote the wrong date down yesterday. So, folks, if you didn't catch the interview yesterday, it was River Dave Johnson. And I could say River Dave because it's printed as Johnson Dave River Dave on the ballot.
Right.
That's funny.
They'll put your nickname on there.
That's funny.
Sometimes I remember Bob Burns was a longtime legislator, and he was president of the Senate. And he always went with Robert Bob Burns.
Oh, interesting.
I never went with Ronald Ron Gould.
Like
I just thought it was cumbersome.
Like Salvatore Sam Scarmato.
Sure. They'll let you put whatever you
want to
put.
That's
great. I guess that guy changed his name to Cesar Chavez. I wonder if he's changing his name back.
You know what's funny about that is at the Boys and Girls Club, I wrote a grant for the Cesar Chavez grant. And when you go to the grant conference, which my director did, they spent like 45 minutes teaching you how to say Cesar.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Everyone says it's Caesar, but it's Cesar.
Yeah, we anglicize everything here in America.
Now he's what? No.
Persona non grata.
Yeah, persona non grata. Right. You're like the Latin expert. So, anyway, sad
day. I know somebody filed a writ of mandamus on us the other day.
Okay, what's a writ of mandamus?
Well, individuals can't file writs of mandamus. It's generally the court ordering a government agency to do what they're legally required to do.
Okay.
So an individual cannot, that's not something that an individual issues, it's something that that a judge does.
Well, that's good. At least Paul Smith didn't do it then, right?
Yeah.
He's kind of in my target right now.
Oh, yeah.
Just, I'll tell you off the air. And interesting, Brian McMahon is running for...
legislature.
Yeah, LD30.
And it was on your ballot, we were just looking.
And he's unopposed, yet his fan club feels that he should have been invited to the forum to speak, and that we didn't even invite Leo Biasucci, because if you're unopposed, okay, what do you, number one, what questions are you going to answer with your opposition there? And we're talking about airtime.
Right.
The forum is on the air, folks. It's not just for the folks in the audience.
As long as Leo and McMahon vote for themselves, They'll win the primary.
Well, he was running for Senate. That's funny.
Oh, yeah?
But now he's running for LD30 state rep.
A lot of times they think that they can slip in because the House race is a pick two.
I thought...
You know, you choose two candidates.
I thought I would...
You don't have to, though. You can choose one and not cast your second vote.
I thought I would see him last night, but I did not. We had our board meeting for Havasu Silent Witness, Brian's past president, removed. Actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, well, when you miss a certain number of meetings, then...
It's hard to be the president
if you
don't show
up. It's hard to be the president. And he has a lot of commitments in other places with the fire service, especially during the summer months. So, I get it. But, anyway, it'd be kind of interesting to
He ran against me.
He did.
I think 2 years
ago. That was the Brian?
Uh-huh.
Ah. Okay.
Yeah, he ran against me for County Supervisor 5.
Does his wife work for the county?
I don't think so.
Oh, I thought it was that guy.
Oh, no, that's guy's... No, he's probably a felon.
The nemesis in Topak or something? You're funny. You're too funny. All right, we've got some sad news to report. We started out on a light note, but the sad news, I don't know if you ever worked with or had dealings with Joe Navarretta.
Yeah.
I didn't know, and I opened the paper online this morning, and wow, right there, front page, Joe Navarretta passed away. Sunday.
Yeah, that was surprising. I hadn't seen him. Her husband John. I know her husband John better than Joe.
Yes.
And my condolences go out to John and his family.
So there's a funeral mass on Saturday at Our Lady of the Lake Catholic Church. That's at 10 a.m. And then it said at the Leeds Frey site there is a celebration of life at Chagrou's. I assume it's in the Bridgeview Room because it'll probably be a pretty big crowd. And that's at 4 p.m. on Saturday. So
good information.
Yeah. Gifts of flowers.
I was surprised that the article didn't mention that she and John owned Pitzer Air Conditioning for years.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Oh, wow. You didn't know they owned it? Or?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they owned Pitzer Air Conditioning for years.
He was a real estate, right?
I ran Pitzer Air Conditioning.
I thought he was in real estate.
I don't know what he did before that.
Oh, okay.
But they owned that for years.
Oh, I'll be darned. But, yeah, very sad. And Steve always heaps praise on Joe Navarretta for the ASU at Lake Havasu, you know, when they came.
Right.
And brought,
right.
Lured them here. And, the.
Yeah, the stars Havasu, just all lined up on that deal. I was
Havasu
tell,
Foundation
explaining
for
that
higher
to,
education, of course.
Was explaining, or explaining that to my grandson.
Yeah.
Because he goes, well, I would have wanted to go to ASU. And I go, but he doesn't want to leave home.
Well, may have a pretty good chance to send him to a different Christian-based university soon. That's all I'm going to say. And it's pretty close to home. So
yeah, hopefully that works
hopefully
out.
Hopefully that does work
Apparently
out.
Brian McMahon's wife is the Democrat County Chairwoman.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting. And you're the state Republican treasurer.
Right, I'm the treasurer for the Republican Party of Arizona, LLC.
All right, perfect. While we're talking politics here and voting and early voting, and by the way, the polls are open right now inside the Havasu branch of the Mojave County Library.
They are the Kingman Library and the Bullhead City Library.
Thank you for qualifying that. Alan Tempert isn't kind of in the center of conversation right now. Again, he was supposed to be retired.
Yeah, and I'm glad that he's willing to work as a consultant personally. This is going to be actually historic because we're using the new high-security ballots paper.
Oh.
And this is the first time it's been used in the United States.
Whoa. Where did it come from? You're not going to tell me China, right?
I forget if it's ES and
it might be German. They're
no,
big,
it's
they're big on that.
I think it's made in the United States. Huh. There was one manufacturer that we were going to get it from, but I think we got it from Election Services that makes our voting machines.
What's special about this paper?
It's got security watermarks in it and whatnot, so it's hard to counterfeit.
Ah.
And so the eyes of America and the world will be on Mojave County election to see how the high security paper goes.
Wait, we're the only county among the 15?
The only county in America.
Oh, wow.
That's using it.
How did that get decided? I can't believe Adrian.
Because you have a board of supervisors that are concerned about elections. And we have folks that are concerned about elections, and our job is to quell your concerns.
There are so many ways I can go with this.
Sure.
What did Adrian Fontes say?
He's got nothing to do with it.
Well, he's Secretary of State, and they oversee elections.
Yeah.
That doesn't have anything to do with it?
No, we don't need his approval for it.
Oh, very good. Very good.
But I don't know. He might be getting indicted or something next week from the Attorney General. Who knows?
Right.
She might have not found something to, you know, sue somebody else for.
Better call the Cochise County Attorney.
I think she's got extra time since she's not prosecuting the so-called fake electors.
That was Cochise County, right?
Cochise, they're still in the middle of that.
They wouldn't verify. They wouldn't what? What is it? Canvas.
They wanted to
in 2020
hand count. Do a hand count verification.
Oh, 2022.
Yeah, hand count verification.
Right.
Which was different. We wanted to do a hand count, which is not prohibited.
Okay.
But to do a hand count verification is actually prohibited. We believe. But we'll see, so she's got some extra time, so we'll see if she just wants to tangle again or not.
It's going to be interesting to see who comes through on the Republican side for Secretary of State. I know you can't really comment or favor. I have.
They would be better than Adrian Fontes.
I think either one would.
Right.
After talking to Alex and after talking to Gina, of course. But who do I think has the better chance? Is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Gina Swoboda has a better chance. She seems feistier. Does that make sense?
She has a lot of knowledge about it.
That and the way I don't know, her organizational skills for the last election that where Trump carried Arizona, she had to be part of that, right? I mean, she was the Republican chair.
Right.
So, and then, of course, you had the gentleman running for treasurer now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's
Elijah Norton.
Elijah Norton. I keep wanting to say Elijah Wood, the actor, but it's Elijah Norton. He's feisty.
Sure.
It's just
he's a smart guy.
I talked to Alex, though. I interviewed Alex. You can hear the interview at KNTRtalk.com. Seemed very competent, very capable. She's just a pit bull, you know? Gina Swoboda.
She's from Brooklyn.
Yeah, exactly. And an in-law of Ron Swoboda. So he was a outfielder for the New York Mets.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So let's come back. We'll talk about a few things. I want to talk about this underwater drone.
Sure.
I thought that was kind of interesting. Turns out that yesterday, you know, I always kid Marissa because she gives me this date in music history.
Yeah.
Right? Birthdays, whatever, album hit the charts, number one, blah, blah, blah. And it's always a handful of bands. It's the Eagles, it's the Stevie Nicks, it's the Triumph, there's a bunch of, like, Aerosmith, not even Aerosmith, actually, bands that she listens to on this date in music history, right? But she gave me one, she goes, if you want a country one, it was Toby Keith's birthday yesterday. I was like, oh, okay, I didn't realize that this date in music covered country. So congratulations, Marissa. You did good on that one, right?
Atta girl.
Exactly. All right, Beer for My Horses, Toby Keith. Happy heavenly birthday, Toby Keith. That's what they call it now, right?
Yeah.
The kids. All right. And on Facebook. And here's a little Toby and Willie. It's hard to believe Willie outlived Toby.
That is weird.
That's like outliving Keith Richards, right? You're going to outlive Willie Nelson.
Right.
All right. Back with more in a moment. District 5, Mojave County Supervisor Ron Gould. You can give him a call. Phone lines are open. 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. Or text us at 928-727-5566. Back with more in a moment.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces. Whiskey for my man. For my horses. Whiskey for my men. Beer for my horses. I'm American made. I got American parts. Got American faith. In America's heart. Go on.
Alright, welcome back to Speak Out. No apologies for being Americans in this room, that's for sure.
For sure.
District 5, Mojave County Supervisor Ron Gould. We're going to talk about the 14th Amendment and the decision by SCOTUS. A close decision, but I believe it's the wrong one nonetheless.
Right. Yeah, and I do too. And yeah. Roberts...
he's such a flip-flop.
His opinion, written opinion on that, it says that... what the 14th Amendment says, under the jurisdiction thereof,
right.
Which means you belong, your allegiance is to the United States. And it doesn't mean that you have to follow our laws, because everybody in the country has to follow our laws.
Let's get into it in a moment.
Sure.
So, broadcasting live from the Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. He's saying, love those guys. Also,
so that's some subliminal thing?
Yeah, Mojave Electric Cooperative. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford by TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, and by Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo. Holy cow, Ron, we had the pizza in here the other day from Dallas, and one of them is the Pineapple Peep Show. It's a pineapple with Canadian bacon, green onion. It's so good.
Huh.
The pepperoni was tremendous. And I'm not a big pepperoni pizza guy.
Oh, yeah?
usually pepperoni will overpower the sauce or the gravy, whatever, and everything else about the pizza. This was just, it was really good pizza.
Good.
I'll endorse it.
Hey, you get your picture in there.
Yeah, I'll endorse it this political season. So, anyway, listen to me trying to get more pizza, right? All right, great pizza, sandwiches, and salads, home to the Booby Dropper, Main Street, Havasu. I said, what are your hours, Dallas? He says, and everybody leaves.
Yeah, you can tell it's not a corporate store if the guy's willing to stay as long as people are willing to pay.
You could tell. On a Friday night, I'll go out, take a little drive, whatever, and I drive by some places, and they're like, it's real slow in that, and you go by that Booby Falls, and it's packed, man. People are outside, inside, conversing, and, yeah, the neon.
Good for them.
The neon's glowing in that. Yeah, they're doing really, really well.
Good.
His wife named it, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
That's how you get away with that. So, anyway, the decision about the 14th Amendment, and, it's the decision on, help
the
me out.
The Trump executive order instructing immigration naturalization to not give citizenship to children of illegal immigrants born in the United States.
And this would have greatly affected DACA kids, too, right?
DACA kids is a whole other subject.
But DACA kids
are not born in the United
States.
Were not
born here.
Right.
But they were, I wouldn't say smuggled, but they were walked over the border.
Well, what's interesting
is they're all in their 20s and 30s now.
Well, it's a limited number. It doesn't grow. It was whoever was in at that date, and they had to register also, which I thought was interesting. So Trump challenged that amendment that executive order from Obama, and the court upheld that. Executive orders are not law. They're just the executive telling his agencies to do something or to not do something.
Well, they're not law, too, because they can be
overturned.
Usurped? Is that the
word?
Yeah,
just the new president comes in and overturns them, except for some reason the Supreme Court would not let Trump's executive order overturn Obama's DACA order.
What happens with it? I swear, Marissa is obsessed with the Gulf of America.
Oh, yeah.
That whole topic. Yeah, uh-huh. She has every meme known to me. She'll show me a new meme almost daily, when it comes to the Gulf of America. So what happens to that when Trump's no longer president? If
a
Republican president stays.
Yeah, it'll get overturned the first time we have a Democrat president.
And the reason why they created it was so they could drill in the Gulf, right? Because offshore drilling was banned by the Biden administration under an executive order or a law, possibly.
It's not a law.
Well, I think offshore drilling was a no-no, and then he said, well, to get around it, we'll just call it the Gulf of America. So
we had control of it anyway.
So I'm just saying, I believe that's why that happened. I don't think it was a lark.
So that might be their underlying reason to do it. That wasn't. I don't think it was the stated reason. It was just renaming it.
So someone like myself, whose grandparents immigrated here from Quebec, okay, had 12 children, my father the last of 12, but I believe my meme was a citizen by that time.
Okay.
I would think. I don't think it would affect me because then he was born to a U.S. citizen. My grandparents.
Right.
But children before that from parents that were not, what happens that next generation down?
Those children didn't
that?
Become automatic citizens anyway.
Okay.
Theoretically.
So we would have to deport.
Yeah, let's say you're
generations of kids.
If they have legal presence,
of offspring. Let's change the wording of offspring.
Yeah, if they're the offspring, if you were, let's say the grandparents were Canadians, and they brought children with them that were born outside of the United States, then the child born after they were naturalized, the children born in the United States were then citizens. The children that came in with them from Canada, they had to be naturalized anyway.
I'm saying the children that were born to them when they were not citizens in the United States, but they were going through the naturalization process.
They still have to be naturalized.
Okay, interesting.
Part of this is it's legal presence also.
I'm talking about children that were children in the 1920s and 30s.
Right.
Interesting.
You had controlled immigration since 1890, I think.
I joke that I'm a third-generation anchor baby.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think I am. I'm pretty sure my father was born to a U.S. citizen.
This came up in 2011 when I was a state senator. I ran a bill to create Arizona citizenship. And if a baby was born in the state of Arizona, if they did not have one parent that was that had legal presence, that they would receive a birth certificate that would say non-citizen. And if you had a parent that was an Arizonan, then they would receive a birth certificate that said Arizona citizen. Could only get 14, needed 16 votes. Couldn't move that one. Had another one that challenged the 14th Amendment over, and it was funny because I learned a lot about the Wong Kim Ark case.
I saw that.
Which is, they used that previous to this ruling, that was the ruling they used. And that is not the same thing because Wong Kim Ark's parents had legal presence in the country. And we'd also passed a law telling the Chinese emperor we would not naturalize his subjects. Because people need to remember that before the United States, you had no citizens. You only had subjects. You belonged to your sovereign. You belonged to the king or to the emperor. You did not belong to yourself.
Right.
And we actually belong to the United States, and that's why we have to ask permission to leave the country. Because you have to get a passport to leave the country.
I got you.
But so that's actually what under the jurisdiction thereof means, is that you belong to that country. And Wong Kim Ark, we had passed a law telling the emperor we needed the laborers, but they didn't want to lose the subjects, so we told them we won't naturalize them. And so Wong Kim Ark's parents had legal presence when he was born in the United States, and then he would come and go, and he gets picked up on an immigration hold coming back into San Francisco, and that's when they challenged this. And it's not the same thing as a child born to an illegal alien in the country, someone that does not have legal presence. And now you're having, today on the news, they were talking about Trump was going to try to get the Supreme Court to take another look at that.
Yeah, I was just going to talk about
that. Because you have outfits running birth tourism. You know, come up for $4,000, we'll get your kid born in South Texas.
Maybe he needs to specify, is he specifying that as far as the Chinese bringing over pregnant women and then having their children here and then taking them back to be raised as communist Chinese, but they are American citizens?
Yeah, and that, I believe that was made
is that the specific executive order, though?
I don't think it's the specific order.
That's what I would do.
The specific order was to not nationalize children born of people that don't have legal presence in the country.
In my opinion, and this might be generations away, we're headed for a showdown with China.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Well, you had Nixon and Henry Kissinger open up China to trade under the logic that if we trade with someone, then they won't want to go to war with us. But all we did is buy their cheap crap and pay for bullets. So now from buying a bunch of cheap crap at Walmart, we created our superpower enemy.
Folks, that's the closest we've come to profanity with Ron Gould in a long time. I never have
That's
to
only
worry.
Sanitized profanity.
I never have
also.
To worry about that red button right
yeah.
there with you. You know that, right?
But, you know, that's really what we ended up doing. And I understand what Nixon was trying to do.
Yeah.
Because generally that had been the rule. If you trade with somebody, you're probably not going to go to war with them.
So if you understand what Nixon was trying to do, the same type of move was made by Trump with Kim in North Korea.
Right.
What do you think that was about? When you look at that pristine land there, and you know Trump's reputation as a developer, you know, I think they were, I think he's thinking, hey, you know what, you know, Don Jr. On down, even Barron, when you guys become land developers, look at Korea, North Korea.
I don't know that's what Trump is thinking when he's making a deal. No.
I don't know. Because
you really haven't seen any evidence of that.
Have you seen the roads there that nobody drives? Brand new roads in North Korea?
No, what I'm talking about is that Trump lining up things for
right.
the future for his kids deals. I don't think that happened.
Oh, I don't think that happened. I'm saying I think he's thinking
that. He might
that,
say, you guys might have to take a look at this.
Right, but I saw on a documentary, and it was, I believe it was like Frontline, they had a hidden camera in North Korea driving these
roads.
Yeah,
we just don't hide our cameras out on the highway and on all the streets that come in off the highway.
They were driving these roads that nobody was on, beautifully paved, along like a Highway 1 type route.
Oh, yeah.
beautiful.
Huh.
Just a beautiful, beautiful scenery. Yeah. And they have full winters there, though.
Yeah.
Not like they do on Highway 1.
Probably labor cost is lower since you can use slaves.
That could be. It could be. All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to come back, and we do have a text I want to cover. It has to do with Colorado River water.
Okay.
And the states on the upper basin and the lower basin. And, you know, I made my opinion known the other day, right?
Yeah.
We're United States. What makes Colorado more important than Arizona, California, or Nevada?
Well, what makes Arizona the least important?
Thank you. Oh, nice one. I like that. Hey, folks, Joyride Auto Spa is now open in the old Car Toys location. For now, customers can receive the discounted hand washes at $39 and watch the company's remodel unfold. Current hours are 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Pretty cool.
Interesting.
Hand washed.
I figured they would open that back up as a car wash because it's what do you do with it?
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's like a go-kart track, right?
Yeah. What do you right do? Next to it is the go-kart track.
That isn't open. Exactly. All right, back with more in a moment. Our text line, if you want to join in and get in line with the text that we have, 928-727-5566, or you can call us at 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. And yes, mark your calendars for election night, 8 p.m., Paul Lavoie, Ron Gould, bringing you the returns.
Witty conversation.
It should be different. No,
the last time I did election night, I was on running for election for city council.
Oh.
And I beat Chuck. Yeah, I was sitting here, and it was Dave Bell and Chuck Flaggy, and I beat Chuck by 9 votes.
Oh, and he was in the room?
He was.
Wow. That's epic. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Here's some Linda Ronstadt going to break. Well, that's not the best version, but I'm still blown away that you know this song.
I was once young.
Diamonds and Rust by Judas Priest.
Yeah, I saw Judas Priest. Yeah, it's a cover. They also have Fleetwood Mac's Green Manalishi as a cover song too,
with the two-pronged crown.
Yeah,
and the best versions of both of these songs are on the Unleashed in the East album.
Oh yeah,
in front of the Japanese. They went on a Japan tour before they were big in the United States.
Yeah, I think we were listening to them when they were on, like, an import or something.
But, yeah, this is the studio version for sure, but the live version is very, very good. But the original is by Joan Baez.
Yeah, I just found that out about a year ago. I thought it was funny.
It's god-awful. Have you heard it?
It's just a Joan Baez folk song.
It's terrible.
And she's mad at Bob Dylan is what it's really about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
If you listen to the words, it actually makes sense what she's talking about. It doesn't merely... You're listening to the Judas Priest version, and it doesn't really make any sense. But if you listen to the Joan Baez version, you can tell what she's singing about.
The newest movie about Dylan, which you watch it a couple times. It's like that new Springsteen movie that's out. It's very good after the second or third, you know, you have to really
is
watch
it. Is
it
about Bruce Springsteen?
It's about Nebraska, the album. When he was at the peak of Here I Come, it was right before Born in the USA.
Oh, yeah.
But he wrote Born in the USA for that album.
Is it Born in the USA so you can't deport me?
No.
I am not a Bruce Springsteen fan.
No, I understand. And he went through this big, dark depression period when he wrote Nebraska, and he recorded it all by himself on a four-track cassette machine. And and his record promoter, record company were just freaking out. That's what I like about it, is all the inside baseball stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, Speak Out brought to you in part by The Chair, also Mojave College, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place for Pets, and by Legacy Rehab and Care. There you go. Rob Halford, K.K. Downing and Company, right? Glenn Tipton. And I don't remember who the bass player was. Well, this is a pretty good mix, actually. It goes into Breaking the Law, which is also, what is that, Beavis and Butthead? We go, washing the dog, right?
The one time that we saw him there riding, he was the singer was riding a Harley around on the stage.
Yeah.
We were impressed.
That was Halford. I know.
But I'm only good for like 45 minutes of concert, though, so for the other 3 hours, I'm getting bored.
I saw them three times.
Did you?
And the... You know, now it really bothers me that I saw them three times after Rob Halford's confession, right?
Ah.
After he comes out. And I'm like, wow, is there something, you know what I mean? You're thinking, wow, I really love that band. I mean, I loved them back.
David Bowie and Rod Stewart, too, so.
I loved them back to, I never saw either of them. But Point of Entry is like one of my favorite albums, you know, Headed Out to the Highway
with
Judas Priest. Anyway, let's get to the text line, 928-727-5566. What is the pecking order for water use on the Colorado River?
Arizona's last.
Yeah, they are. We are. I understand that.
I believe there's four different priorities of water.
Okay.
And a lot of our water is fourth priority water.
Wow.
The county we were suing.
What does that mean? The level of silt in your water?
No, it's not. It's not quality. It's it's when you get cut.
Okay, so
when
it's
you
quantity.
Take a cut.
So it's the sacrifice you're going to make.
Yeah, the fourth priority water is most apt to be cut. But okay. Part of the thing, you've got a terrible snowpack year, so you've got low flow, and you're renegotiating the Colorado River Compact. The original compact was in the 1920s, and Arizona wouldn't sign until after World War II.
Ah.
Because we knew we were getting ripped in the deal. The governor actually declared war on California when they were building Parker Dam. And,
wow.
And he sent the state guard there.
What year? Are we talking about the 30s or the 40s?
I think it was in the 30s when they built it.
I heard on Old Farmer's Almanac the other day, it was the anniversary of the construction, the first bricks or whatever, first concrete being poured at Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
And that was 1932.
Yeah,
so
I think it was after Hoover Dam when they built Parker. Parker is the deepest dam below the water line.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Deeper than Hoover?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. It goes down in the mud. They got to go down in the silt to get to the bedrock.
So anyway, my point with Andy Biggs, who sends his regards, by the way.
Oh, good.
We talked off the air about Ron Gould and how you guys worked together in the legislature years, eons ago.
I spent a lot of time walking up and going, why are you voting this way on that?
That's what cracks me up. Somebody, Swikert, I think, has an ad against Biggs that says he has no state legislative experience. And I'm like, what is he talking about? I think I've
seen. Is it an audio ad or
a
print ad?
No, I think it's a TV ad.
They both were in the legislature.
Right.
Yeah, Swikert was in there a decade before Biggs was.
Wasn't Biggs a rep and a senator?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is he talking about? But anyway, he represents CD5 now. Not Swikert, but Biggs.
Right.
He's Congressional District 5, which is
Swikert is in 2, I think.
Part of Gilbert.
They changed the numbers to keep you confused.
Right. Part of Scottsdale, Gilbert. It's a big area, CD5.
Biggs is, Biggs is pretty compact.
I think Santan Valley is.
Yeah, it's got a little, it's an East Valley district.
Right.
It's fairly compact. It's I think Mesa, Little Apache Junction.
But what we talked about, I should have pulled the audio for this.
Santan.
But I didn't, was what makes Colorado, Utah, and Wyoming more important than the lower basin states of California, Arizona, Nevada, right? What I don't understand. What makes them more important? You know, it's like Jefferson said on the John Adams series anyway, he calls us the states united, not the United States, but our states united. And, I mean, shouldn't we share in this? If Colorado has 92% capacity and we have 25, shouldn't it go up to an average of, 62 or something?
You would think so, but everybody's playing for themselves.
It's ridiculous. And, I mean, you're going to starve your own countrymen water. You're going to starve their water. For what purpose? We have an Air Force base to worry about, just west of Phoenix.
Right.
A big Air Force base, a very important one strategically.
What it's about is the money to put that water to beneficial use. That's really what it's about.
Okay.
And the water rights are usually first in, you know, the first one that is in line to get water. The first one that sticks a straw in a body of water is the one that has first rights.
I get that. I just, I don't know. And then you got Nellis in Nevada,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is not, and your AI people that are saying, you know, what is it, these data centers. Well, we've already dispelled the myth that they use tons and tons of water because there's another data center type that can be built that doesn't use hardly any water.
That's what they're telling you.
Well, so you don't believe it?
I do not believe it.
Oh, okay.
I actually know how.
Have they presented
how to
that?
How to cool things.
Have they presented that to the supervisors?
We haven't had anybody since
had anybody
we
yet?
Pushed back on data centers.
The Hive?
Well, that was a scam.
What, right. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a part two to this.
I didn't get scammed, though. Four other people got scammed.
You voted against the Hive.
I did.
Oh, very good.
Actually, I forget. It might have already been. I voted against building the road.
Right.
Because they.
Was it the Griffith Energy Project, right?
No.
In that area?
No, it's Apache Road.
Mm-hmm.
The Hive wanted us to improve the road. I found out, I had a guy at church that was running equipment out there, and he said, hey, why are you guys spending money on that road? They have all their equipment on auction site to sell all their equipment because they're bailing out of there.
What?
And so they, so we were going to spend $500,000, improving Apache Road. It's got a bunch of low water crossings. And I asked the economic development manager if she knew anything about
Tammy.
Yeah, about these guys pulling out. And she said she knows. She hadn't heard anything. I said, strange, because I just heard from a guy that works there that all their equipment's for sale.
Tammy Ersenbach didn't hear anything?
So the board voted to go ahead and improve Apache Road and ended up wasting $750,000 because they bailed out after
ooh,
that.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. And that was the year we found out that we were about $18 million in debt.
Well,
anyway, let me get to part two here,
yeah,
all right?
But then when I push back the next year, poof, it's gone.
Yeah, right.
Nope, we're good.
No, it's just unused leave. All right, what does Ron feel about desal systems?
The Nevada is just working on a desal deal with San Diego County.
Correct.
And that's probably what we're going to have to do.
With whom, though? With Mexico?
Well, you could do it with Mexico. You could do it in Rocky Point.
How do you feel about dealing with Mexico?
That's the problem.
Boom.
You know, that you're dealing with a corrupt government, basically.
An international deal with Mexico?
Right.
I mean, can't we do it with Canada?
Yeah. Might be easier.
Thank
I don't know.
You.
I used to think it might be easier, but the last few years maybe not. I think that's what. And we have a desal plant. The Corps of Engineers built a desal plant on the right up the Gila River from the Colorado, because that Gila River picks up a bunch of salt from irrigation runoff. Mm-hmm. And what they wanted to do with this is they wanted to desal that water and then use that to make Mexico's Colorado River allotment. And so they built it and they never did anything with it.
How long ago?
Maybe 20 years ago. And about 10 years ago, they decided that they were going to do a test run on it because they never really got any baseline on production and energy use or anything. So they did a test run on it, but I can never find out how that went.
Wait, was this privately built?
The Corps of Engineers built it, I believe.
Oh, wow. Federally built.
Yeah, so it was federal dollars to do it.
Mm.
But it's kind of interesting. I know Israel does a bunch of desal.
They have to.
And it's probably, so how that works is, I think it's Carlsbad where that plant is. So they'll desal water. They keep the desal water. And then Nevada will keep that share of that water out of the Colorado River.
Yes.
So it's not like we're going to pipe that water from the coast. We're just going to take it out of the Colorado River before it gets there.
Right?
Yeah.
To recharge
later. There's got to be money involved because that desal water is expensive.
Well, if it's Clark, it's the what is that called? Southern Nevada Water Authority, SNWA.
Mm-hmm.
If they're involved, there's money involved.
Well, it's going to be flowing to California, but I'm sure somebody will try to pick up some along the way. That's how it normally works.
So that means we're out of time right there.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I enjoyed my time here with you.
Desalination is quite the topic these days. So
You could probably do solar desalination, but it probably takes a lot of land, which they don't have on the California coast.
Right. All right. There we have it. Ron Gold, District 5 Mojave County Supervisor. And thank you, Valerie, for the input earlier. We appreciate that on the Democratic.
So I'll be back here on the 21st.
You will.
For the election night covers.
And knowing you, you'll slide in right at 7:59.
Yeah, there we go.
All right.
Just
right,
in
folks.
Time.
All right. We're going to take this one to break, and I'll come back with a final shot in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
My dog was taken and used for food. So maybe he said that, and maybe that's a good thing to say for a city manager.
I'm not taking this from television.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out. Tomorrow's show, Rodney Glassman running for Arizona Attorney General. Got him for the first half. Still looking for a second half guest. I'm going to hit some council candidates and see what I can come up with as far as the fishing line is concerned. All right, Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. Stay with us all afternoon long on KNTR Talk.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.